Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
We're happy to welcome Philippe Kahn, the man who came up with the idea of using a mobile phone for posting photos online instantly. Philippe, how did it happen?
At the time, I was at the hospital with my wife, who was about to have a baby. I was really nervous. I thought I would do some work to help me calm down. I had been wondering if it would be possible to share photos of my baby with friends by posting them directly to a website. The internet was pretty new then. It had been around for about 4 years, and you couldn't do things like that yet.
So how did you go about it?
I wanted to connect my digital camera to my mobile phone and share the photo of my newborn child with friends by posting it on the internet. I just needed to get the two to work together somehow. Fortunately, I had taken my laptop with me to the hospital, so I managed to create a code to connect them.
And so, that night, you posted your daughter's first photo on your website, just after she was born.
Yes. A friend who was the first to see it said it was like magic.
So what happened next?
My solution was used to produce the first camera phones in Japan. They were offered for sale there a few years before they were available on the US market.
And in 2016, Time magazine included your daughter's first photo in their list of the 100 most famous photos of all time. You must be really proud.
Yes, very much so.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
We're happy to welcome Philippe Kahn, the man who came up with the idea of using a mobile phone for posting photos online instantly. Philippe, how did it happen?
At the time, I was at the hospital with my wife, who was about to have a baby. I was really nervous. I thought I would do some work to help me calm down. I had been wondering if it would be possible to share photos of my baby with friends by posting them directly to a website. The internet was pretty new then. It had been around for about 4 years, and you couldn't do things like that yet.
So how did you go about it?
I wanted to connect my digital camera to my mobile phone and share the photo of my newborn child with friends by posting it on the internet. I just needed to get the two to work together somehow. Fortunately, I had taken my laptop with me to the hospital, so I managed to create a code to connect them.
And so, that night, you posted your daughter's first photo on your website, just after she was born.
Yes. A friend who was the first to see it said it was like magic.
So what happened next?
My solution was used to produce the first camera phones in Japan. They were offered for sale there a few years before they were available on the US market.
And in 2016, Time magazine included your daughter's first photo in their list of the 100 most famous photos of all time. You must be really proud.
Yes, very much so.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
My job is to teach people to drive. Some learners, however, are difficult to teach. I remember a woman who made me experience the scariest moment in my career. She turned up for her last driving lesson before the exam. She felt so confident in her abilities that she started to drive too fast, lost control of the car, and ended up in the river. Fortunately, we managed to get out of the car.
Two.
It started off okay. We drove around the city for half an hour. I kept to the speed limit and did everything right. However, on the way back to the test centre, I was told to drive into a narrow street. The street was jammed, so I had to back up. Unfortunately, I got stuck between two cars and couldn't get out. Then I heard, "Sorry, you'll have to take the exam again."
Three.
I felt strange sitting behind the wheel and not beside the driver as I was used to. At the beginning, I was told how to start off. I checked the mirrors, waited for a clear road, and moved forward. I felt nervous that I'd cause an accident the moment I got onto the road. I was afraid that a car would come up out of nowhere while I was trying to work out which pedal to use. I didn't realise it would be so hard.
Four.
Are you worried about your first driving lesson? Don't be. Our friendly instructors will give you advice on how to drive safely and confidently. Book today and come to classes when it suits you. You have a good chance of success with us, as few of our students ever fail a driving test.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
My job is to teach people to drive. Some learners, however, are difficult to teach. I remember a woman who made me experience the scariest moment in my career. She turned up for her last driving lesson before the exam. She felt so confident in her abilities that she started to drive too fast, lost control of the car, and ended up in the river. Fortunately, we managed to get out of the car.
Two.
It started off okay. We drove around the city for half an hour. I kept to the speed limit and did everything right. However, on the way back to the test centre, I was told to drive into a narrow street. The street was jammed, so I had to back up. Unfortunately, I got stuck between two cars and couldn't get out. Then I heard, "Sorry, you'll have to take the exam again."
3.
I felt strange sitting behind the wheel and not beside the driver as I was used to. At the beginning, I was told how to start off. I checked the mirrors, waited for a clear road, and moved forward. I felt nervous that I'd cause an accident the moment I got onto the road. I was afraid that a car would come up out of nowhere while I was trying to work out which pedal to use. I didn't realize it would be so hard.
Four.
Are you worried about your first driving lesson? Don't be. Our friendly instructors will give you advice on how to drive safely and confidently. Book today and come to classes when it suits you. You have a good chance of success with us, as few of our students ever fail a driving test.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Everybody likes listening to beautiful bird songs. But did you know that birds aren't the only animals which sing? American scientists have discovered that mice can sing too. Very few people realize that these small creatures sing, as they usually produce sounds which the human ear cannot hear. Their repertoire changes according to the mood they're in. However, there have been situations when a mouse could actually be heard producing lyrical sounds, a bit like birds do.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Everybody likes listening to beautiful bird songs. But did you know that birds aren't the only animals which sing? American scientists have discovered that mice can sing too. Very few people realize that these small creatures sing, as they usually produce sounds which the human ear cannot hear. Their repertoire changes according to the mood they're in. However, there have been situations when a mouse could actually be heard producing lyrical sounds, a bit like birds do.
Two.
When a certain teacher from Northern Ireland has something to say, people have no choice but to listen. Meet Annalisa Flanagan, the world's loudest woman. She holds the Guinness World Record for the loudest voice in the world. When she's shouting, her voice is equal to the sound made by a jet engine, or what you'd hear at a rock concert. It's a pleasure to have you here, Ms. Flanagan.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When a certain teacher from Northern Ireland has something to say, people have no choice but to listen. Meet Annalisa Flanagan, the world's loudest woman. She holds the Guinness World Record for the loudest voice in the world. When she's shouting, her voice is equal to the sound made by a jet engine,
or what you'd hear at a rock concert. It's a pleasure to have you here, Miss Flanagan.
Three.
And here is another caller with an unusual story about customers.
Hi, I'm a waitress and last Saturday I was serving a table of four people. They were quite nice, but they told me to put their coffee in the microwave to get it really hot. That's what I did. But they still weren't happy with it, so I had to heat it up for another 3 minutes. The coffee was boiling and bubbling, and it was probably disgusting. Microwaved coffee! Can you imagine that?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And here is another caller with an unusual story about customers.
Hi, I'm a waitress and last Saturday I was serving a table of four people. They were quite nice, but they told me to put their coffee in the microwave to get it really hot. That's what I did. But they still weren't happy with it, so I had to heat it up for another 3 minutes. The coffee was boiling and bubbling. And it was probably disgusting. Microwaved coffee! Can you imagine that?
Four.
Hello, this is your train manager speaking. We are just leaving King's Cross Station. Please note our journey will take 2 hours and 16 minutes, and our scheduled arrival time in Leeds is 12:48 if there are no delays. There is a trolley service on this train, so you can buy refreshments on the way. I wish you all a pleasant journey.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, this is your train manager speaking. We are just leaving King's Cross Station. Please note our journey will take 2 hours and 16 minutes, and our scheduled arrival time in Leeds is 12:48 if there are no delays. There is a trolley service on this train, so you can buy refreshments on the way. I wish you all a pleasant journey.
Five.
Oh dear, next weekend I have to visit my aunt again.
What's the problem with that?
She always gives me lots of fried food, and when I say, no thanks, I'm full, she insists and makes me eat more than I can.
Well, I always take just one bite and leave the rest on my plate.
But that's a terrible waste of food.
Okay. Why don't you say you're allergic to fatty foods?
That would be a lie. And what if she remembers I ate the same thing last time?
So be honest. Tell her you don't eat fried food anymore.
I guess you're right. That's what I'll do.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Oh dear, next weekend I have to visit my aunt again.
What's the problem with that?
She always gives me lots of fried food, and when I say, no thanks, I'm full, she insists and makes me eat more than I can.
Well, I always take just one bite and leave the rest on my plate.
But that's a terrible waste of food.
Okay. Why don't you say you're allergic to fatty foods?
That would be a lie.
And what if she remembers I ate the same thing last time?
So be honest. Tell her you don't eat fried food anymore.
I guess you're right. That's what I'll do.
Six.
Oh, you're playing games on your smartphone again.
No, I'm reading. Did you know that in Liverpool, if you're irritated by people who walk too slowly, you can walk faster on a special section of the pavement called the fast lane? You know, like fast lanes for cars. Isn't that amazing?
What about people looking at their smartphones non-stop? Do they have roads for them in Liverpool as well?
In Liverpool, no. But they have them in China. A special slow lane for walking while texting, and another one where using phones is not allowed.
Well, so we should never travel to China together. You'd walk with your nose in your smartphone, and I'd have to take the other lane. Seriously, put that thing down for a second.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Oh, you're playing games on your smartphone again.
No, I'm reading. Did you know that in Liverpool, if you're irritated by people who walk too slowly, you can walk faster on a special section of the pavement called the fast lane? You know, like fast lanes for cars. Isn't that amazing?
What about people looking at their smartphones non-stop? Do they have roads for them in Liverpool as well?
In Liverpool, no. But they have them in China. A special slow lane for walking while texting, and another one where using phones is not allowed.
Well, so we should never travel to China together. You'd walk with your nose in your smartphone, and I'd have to take the other lane. Seriously, put that thing down for a second.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.